You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Derek Barclay, the founder and president of Loan Hero, a fintech platform changing the way consumers obtain financing at the point of sale. Mr. Barclay, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
And pleased to have you with us as well, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So for starters, tell us a little bit about what Loan Hero does and why you exist in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. So what Loan Hero does is we're a financing platform that allows merchants to easily offer financing options for expensive out-of-pocket purchases. You can think of a couple of different industries that come to mind. Kind of the most common example is a medical expense that might not be covered by medical insurance. Something like plastic surgery, something like, Invisalign, LASIK, hearing aids, all of those items are not covered by insurance, and it's a large out-of-pocket expense that's typically thousands of dollars. And it makes sense for, the business, the merchant, to extend a monthly payment option that would make the purchase price more affordable for a consumer rather than, spending $5,000 or $10,000 on a credit card or even cash. It might make sense to have a low monthly payment, which is what our platform does.
And Mr. Barclay, why does the average American need financing for large ticket items? And don't they have savings in place on average? What's your experience and knowledge there?
What's interesting, there's actually a really interesting statistic that's been out there. 62% of Americans actually have under $1,000 in savings. And that's actually from a bankrate.com customer survey. And that actually blew my mind when I heard that. So most consumers don't have a lot of cash saved for an out-of-pocket medical expense. But furthermore, a lot of folks don't want to even put it on a credit card. You got a credit card that might have a balance on it. That's a high interest rate credit card. It might make a lot more sense to take out, an installment loan, which is all we offer. We only offer installment loans. We don't even do revolving credit cards. And, having a fixed monthly payment at a low interest rate might make a lot more sense than having something that is just, on a revolving high interest rate credit card. Additionally, merchants also offer a lot of no interest promotions. So sometimes you see these, in furniture example is pretty key. You see these TV commercials that will say, hey, no interest till 2025 if you come into our furniture store during this crazy sale we have. Well, we do the same thing. We offer no interest promotions for up to 24 months. And so, so consumers can have an option to pay no interest at all. It's free financing. And it's just another way to, buy what you need today and pay over time.
And certainly is very, very convenient. No doubt about that. Now, what are you seeing as different behaviors around debt from millennials?
Well, millennials are a very interesting group. We're starting to work with a lot of merchants who are, millennials. Everybody's trying to figure out millennials. Banks are trying to figure out millennials. Merchants are trying to figure out millennials. And, most millennials don't own a credit card. It's actually another very interesting statistic that we've found is that 67% of millennials do not own a credit card. And that's actually from a Fortune article that was written recently. And so, millennials don't like credit cards. They want to know exactly how much they're going to pay. They want to know, what's this going to cost me? When am I going to be done paying for this? Credit cards are a revolving balance, and typically they just kind of hover and stay around for a long time if you pay that minimum monthly payment. With an installment loan, you always know how quickly you're going to pay off that transaction, and there's no prepayment penalties similar to a credit card or similar to most credit cards. Loan Hero doesn't offer we don't have any kind of prepayment penalties. It's always easy to pay off your loan whenever you want to if you get a tax return back. But millennials in general want to know exactly what it's going to cost them when they're done paying for it, and they don't want a credit card, which is proven in countless articles that you read anymore.
Today we are joined by Mr. Derek Barclay, the founder and president of Loan Hero, a fintech platform changing the way consumers obtain financing at the point of sale here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Barclay, why not just finance one's new transmission on their credit card? Why is that not an option?
Well, again, if you have a credit card out there, you already have a credit card open. A lot of times you might want to save that for a different emergency. You know, maybe a transmission might validate that, might validate using that credit line. But if the merchant has a no interest offer available at the point of sale, it might make more sense to see what you qualify for. The nice thing about Loan Hero as well is, we're a platform that works with multiple banks and multiple lenders. And so we're not a one size fits all solution. A lot of these other companies are big banks. It's a Wells Fargo, it's a Synchrony Financial, it's a single product that's a high interest rate credit card. And with Loan Hero, what we do is we work with credit unions, community banks. We work with more favorable banks that, care about consumers and want to offer fair, responsible lending products to consumers. And with Loan Hero, you actually can have the ability, you have the ability to pre-qualify and see what do you qualify for without any impact to your credit score. So, we're actually one of the few companies in point of sale lending that is able to do a soft credit pull and tell you what you qualify for with no harm, no foul. If you don't qualify for any lender in our platform, then there's no hard credit pull. There's no ding on your credit. There's absolutely no reason why not to find out. There's no reason not to try it out and to see, hey, what do I qualify for? Can I get a better rate than what my credit card is? And if not, worst case scenario, you do what you were going to do anyway. You maybe throw it on a credit card or you pay cash, and that's fine. But I think that, with our platform and the way we've been growing and the way that we kind of look at things, I think, it's worthwhile to at least fill out the quick application, which just takes a couple minutes. We instantaneously pre-qualify consumers, and we tell them what you qualify for. And if you like the offer, great, move forward. If you don't like it, again, no harm, no foul.
Certainly agree with you there. And what is next in this space for you and for your customers?
We've got some pretty exciting things in the pipeline right now, actually. So, when I started this company, one of the tough things was to attract lenders to the platform without having a lot of volume or a lot of consumers applying for loans. If you pick up the phone and you call, a really great bank that's offering low interest rates to consumers, and you tell them, hey, I've got this great idea and I'm gonna originate all these loans and all these transactions, the bank's gonna ask you, well, what have you done so far? What's the volume to date? And if you haven't done anything to date, they're gonna pretty much tell you to kick rocks and laugh at you because they don't wanna waste time without knowing that there's a real opportunity to scale something meaningful to the bank. And something meaningful to the bank, these are top 50 banks that are very large banks, but not in point of sale. So being in point of sale is a lot different than a bank just having branches nationwide. Being point of sale, you need to have a platform that merchants operate within. They log into some kind of a technology platform. And a lot of banks have not built that. And so what's nice is, we've actually been able to scale fast. We've been growing really, really quick this year. Most of our volume has actually come. We've been in business since June of 2014. And we actually have just this year, we're talking right now in June, and in June of 2017, we've already funded more this year than we've funded in any previous year to date. And so we're scaling fast. And what that's allowed us to do is we're now bringing on very attractive lenders that are offering more and more competitive rates to consumers. And additionally, we've started launching some pretty cool card products. We're actually building out a card product that's going to be your expensive card in your wallet, the card that you use in your wallet for expenses over $1,000. So, and it's going to be an installment loan product that actually terms out, meaning that you're going to know that if you buy something for $5,000, you're going to have exactly 60 months to pay it off. And it's going to be a fixed monthly payment. It's not going to be a balance that sits on the card forever. It's going to be a fixed monthly payment, and it's behind a card product. Nobody's ever done that before. It's actually basically an installment loan, but behind a credit card piece of plastic. And it's not a credit card, but it's an installment loan. It's very interesting. It's something nobody's done before. We're launching that product. We're launching new lenders. We're launching some pretty cool integrations with point of sale systems where you go into a merchant, they may already have some information about you in their system. They can pass that information into our platform. You fill out maybe your social security number, your income, and the loan amount you're asking for, and we instantaneously pre-qualify you with just a couple fields like that. So a lot of things on the horizon. I think I'm most excited about those, a lot of the new lender products coming into the platform that are going to really put us in a position to offer the best products to consumers nationwide.
Certainly sounds like exciting times, and we have really appreciated your joining us here today and getting us up to speed on Loan Hero and its offerings. Before you go, is there any concluding or closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
You know, I'd say keep your eye, if you're, the verticals we work within are, we finance out-of-pocket medical expenses, we finance home improvement contracting work, you know, think about your anything on your house, HVAC, windows, doors, roofs, any kind of you know, work you're going to do to your home. We finance automotive repair. We're in AAMCO. We're in a number of other nationwide brands as well. And we also finance pets and pet companions and veterinary as well. So I'd say if you're doing, you know, it's really anything that's important to your life. If you're looking to buy something that's important to your life, ask your retailer, ask your merchant, ask your contractor if they offer Loan Hero. If not, ask why not. A lot of times once they know who we are, they're extremely interested in working with us. And I think that, you know, if you go to our website, www.loanhero.com, LOANHero.com, we even have a borrower section as well on that website, and you can learn more about, you know, why Loan Hero is exciting and why we're one of the fastest growing companies in San Diego and why we're the fastest growing fintech platform in point of sale.
Awesome stuff. Well, Mr. Barkley, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. We really appreciate what you're doing in the space and also for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Derek Barkley, the founder and president of Loan Hero, a fintech platform changing the way consumers obtain financing at the point of sale. And for all the details, visit loanhero.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.